It's fabulous news. We've been trying really hard over many, many years to get a new grammar school building here in Sevenoaks, and you can see from the sod turning this morning that we have now succeeded with the new school coming out the ground behind us.
And I mean, it's a good day to announce something like this. Did you have any idea that it was going to work out how it did?
Well, I always say timing in politics is essential. We had no idea that Theresa May would make that great speech this morning, but what a marvellous coincidence to celebrate the start of the new grammar school building here in Sevenoaks.
So, I mean, after years of campaigning, I'm sure you're hoping you'll see more of these, not only here in West Kent, but across Kent as well.
Well, I think we will, but I think it's important that grammar schools are allowed to expand alongside all the other different types of secondary school. We've been quite clear in Kent that grammar schools are for the brightest 25% that need a very differentiated form of academic education to reach their full potential. And in parts of the county, we have enormous stress on existing grammar school provision, where schools have expanded as far as they can go on the sites that they are on, which is exactly the reason we're building this annex here in Sevenoaks. And we must have the freedom to allow us to do that. But in Theresa May's speech this morning, the opportunity for grammar schools to set up in areas where there aren't grammar schools, I think, is a great opportunity for parents and young people to get access into the grammar school system.
So what's made Kent County Council really push for this?
Well, I've always believed passionately that we need a differentiated education system that plays to the strengths of all young people, and you need real choice. Not a one-size-fits-all, comprehensive education with a prescriptive national curriculum. You need real choices that are appropriate to the aspirations, ambitions and abilities of all young people. Grammar schools do that at the high end of academic ability. Special needs schools do it for those young people with special educational needs. I think at the moment in the education system, you've got the forgotten 20% who aren't going to have the academic ability to go to university. That haven't got their 5 A to C's, including English and Maths, and they're finding it very difficult to access employment, education and training post-16. And when you look at the national statistics of 6% of all 16 to 18-year-olds, not in education, not in employment, not in training, is because the current system is failing a significant group of those young people.